As they were playing that, I'm so reminded about how we fall down. We ain't perfect Christians. We're under construction, and we gonna fall down. Ain't nobody perfect but God. Amen. We gonna fall down, but we ain't gotta stay down. We can get back up. And I love it when he say, get back up again, get back up again, get back up again, and get back up again. We have a forgiving God that extends his love and his mercy. It ain't because we did so good. It ain't because we kept the commandments. It's because his love for us that allow us to get back up again. I don't know about y'all, but I was pushed to the curb. I've been pushed to the curb. Thank God I didn't go in the gutter. But I believe if I went to the gutter, he would have pulled me out. Amen. He would have said, Richard, get back up again. And ever since that day, I've been running for Jesus, and I ain't tired yet. Amen, somebody. Amen. First, giving honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. It's good to be in your midst again. Amen. It's good to fellowship with you again. Amen. And I bring you greetings from the First Baptist Church in the city of DeWardy, where my under-shepherd is Pastor Ronnie Harrell. Amen. I just want my wife to wave her hand. Everybody already know her. If you haven't been here before, this is her. And come June, we'll have 42 years of marriage. Amen. Amen. The Lord allowed me to marry the girl down the street. Ain't that something? Down the street. And we both love the Lord. We both fell down, but we got up. Amen, with each other's support and with God's anointing. Amen. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we come right now to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity to share a word to thy people, Lord. Thank you for what has already taken place, Lord. And we just want to lift you up because you're worthy to be praised. Father God, I ask the Heavenly Father that you hide me behind the cross so people can see less of me and more of you. Dear Heavenly Father, speak through me to thy people, dear Heavenly Father, what thus said the Lord, dear Heavenly Father. Forgive me for all the wrong that I have done, Lord, and I pray right now that the words from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength wherever I feel weak, dear Heavenly Father, my strength when I feel like I want to give up sometimes. My strength when I feel I just can't go on. My strength and my Redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. 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 I'm not going to hold you long, but come with me to Bible country, to Joshua, the 24th chapter. The 24th chapter, we're going to read. Start at the 14th verse down to the 15th. When you have it, say amen. Amen. If you're looking for it, say wait on me. And if you just can't find it, you just can't find it. Just open your Bible up like you know where you're looking at. Amen. Amen. Reading from the New King James, and it reads as follows at the 14th verse. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but as for me and my house. Somebody say, as for me and my house. We will serve the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. This morning, I would like to talk from the theme, the choice. But it's your choice to make. Amen. And as I was reading this, understanding of what or why Joshua said these things. And if you read the 24th chapter, you'll find out that God had delivered them from all types of wars. Amen. God had reminded Joshua to remind the elders of how God had brought them out of Egypt, brought them across the river, the Red Sea, put darkness between the Israelites and the Roman soldiers. Amen. And then what happened next is the Roman soldiers drowned in the Red Sea. Amen. Took them through the promised land. And here they are, had so many fights. And at one of these fights, at one of these wars, they didn't even have to raise their weapons because God sent hornets to fight their battle. And that lets you know, you don't, when you're in a battle, you got the word of God to fight your battle. And it tells you, stand still and let God handle it. Amen. The battle isn't yours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. Amen. And now it was not only a new day for the Israelites, but it was also a new era because they had to make a decision. And at this critical juncture of their life, the choice that they would make will affect many others for a long time. Don't you know the choices you make affect those who are in your family, those who you are around? So what you want to do, you want to make the right choice. Amen. Amen. And since the people of God had not yet completed the conquest of the promised land, they became restless. Now, you know, we all become restless. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm here to tell the truth. I do become restless. Amen. I do become restless. My wife would tell you, when church is over, I'd be so tired. I want to go home. I don't want to hear no more sermons. I don't want to hear no more singing because I'm tired. I put on my pajamas. I lock the door and I look at the screen to make sure whoever's calling, if I don't want to be bothered, I won't be bothered. Come on, y'all. Some of y'all do the same thing. Amen. Some of y'all do the same thing. We become restless. Amen. We become restless. Now, some people were strong in the faith, but there were others who had sold out body and soul to contemporary thoughts, moral practices, and in between the two, there was a large group who made no clear decision as to where they stood in relations to God. There are a lot of people that don't know where they stand in relations to God. They're even in the church. Amen. They're even in the church. We know those out in the world don't know, but though there are some who come to church, they don't even know about the relationship they have with Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, this relationship we have with Jesus Christ is a good relationship. It's eternal. It's forever. Amen. It's forever. Amen. To this group, Joshua urged them to move beyond indecisions and impatience to a clear-cut decision for God. And if you look closely, all three groups still exist today. So the second question to you today is, which group are you in? I can't speak for you. I can only speak for my house. The other question is, why is it that right decisions are more difficult to make than wrong ones? I don't know, but it seems like I always tell this. Somebody asked me, why do the doctor hit the babies when they're born, the newborn babies? And I always tell them, because he know they're gonna be bad. So they get the first whipping. Amen. It ain't to clear their lungs or to make them cry to get their heart pumping. It's because he know they're gonna be bad. So he said, well, I might as well hit them now so they can be prepared for later on in life. Amen. But the other question is what I just asked. I'm glad this morning that you asked this question. Why is it we always have to, why is it that it's hard for us to be right and it's easy for us to be wrong? Amen. And some of the decisions that we make are not earth-shattering. Amen. And it's not in our best interest. My friends, there are choices in life that are more important, even life-altering, and these choices are made by every human being. This is because we must live with the consequences, whether good or bad. Am I right about it? All right. And just like the Israelites had to examine themselves, we need to examine ourselves on what the Lord has done for us and give thanks that God, that the God we serve is real and he's Lord over all. You know, every morning I get up, I say, Lord, thank you. You know, I thank him because of where he brought me from. I thank him because he's been good to me, better than I've been to myself. I thank him because he delivered me. I thank him because he provided for me. I don't know about y'all, but I know I can go to the cabinet and there's just an array of canned goods. I can go to the refrigerator and there is so much food in there. I can get up in the morning and go to my job and I don't have to look over to wonder if I got a pink slip because I believe God gave it to me. It belongs to me. Amen. God gave it to you. It belongs to you. Amen. We got so many clothes in our closet. Some of them we ain't even gonna get back in, but we think we're gonna lose weight to get back in them. That's because God's been good to us. But he gives us stuff to bless somebody else. It ain't yours to keep. He gives it to us to bless somebody else. Amen. So if you know you can't get back in them clothes, give it to somebody else. Amen. Let them be blessed. Amen. Let them be blessed. And just like the Israelites, we really do have to examine ourselves. You know, in our communion covenant, it says that we need to examine ourselves before we take communion. We need to examine ourselves daily. We need to get up, look in the mirror and say, Lord, what would you have me to do today to glorify you? Lord, you know what type of situation I'm in. I need some help. Amen. This is what we have to do. And one thing about Joshua, when he called the elders together, he told them, you don't need to be like how your forefathers was in Egypt, in bondage. We are not in bondage. We are free. We're free. Does that mean we don't sin? God forbid. We will sin, but thank God we have an advocate, a mediator. So when we go into the courtroom, Jesus is our defendant. And what he does, he stands there. And when God gets ready, when the Father gets ready to punish us, he looks at his son and he don't see nothing but blood. He don't see nothing but blood because without the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness of sin. And he said, Father, I paid it all. I paid it all. And Jesus and God say, okay, you're free. And when God frees you, you're free indeed. Amen. You're not under the bondage of sin no more. Amen. Because now we can go to God, who is our advocate. Amen. Okay. And give thanks to God because he is Lord over all. I heard when I was growing up, my grandmother used to say, God is a will in the middle of a will. Amen. They say that he's a lily. He's a lily in a valley. A bright and morning star. I couldn't understand that until I got older. And I can say he's been my bridge over troubled water. He's been my problem solver. He's been a father for the fatherless and a mother for the mothers. Come on, y'all. Amen. Come on, y'all. Now look, if y'all don't help me praise the Lord, the rocks gonna cry out. Amen. And I don't need no rocks to cry out for me. Because I'm a praising when the sun go up. I'm a praising when the sun go down. Because the God I serve is true and he's alive today. Amen. 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 He has done a great thing in our life. And this is what Joshua is trying to get across to the Israelites. God has done a great thing in your life. And he's letting us know God has done a great thing in your life. There should never be nobody in the church sitting in the pews with their hands crossed. If God does something for you, you can wave your hand. You can shake your head. You can pat your feet. Amen. Or you can just shout out hallelujah. Because the God I serve is a good God. Amen. He don't sleep, nor do he slumber. Amen. And like I said before, it's not because we've been so good or we kept his commandments. It's because his love, his grace, and his mercy. Amen. Ain't you glad? Amen. 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 He has watched over us for better or worse, sickness and in good health, richer or poor. The Lord has brought us through. So we have to make a choice. If you haven't made that choice, you have to make that choice. Who hands are you going to be put in? Who hands are you going to fit into in your life? I don't know about you, but my hands is in God's hands. Amen. My hands is in some good hands. Amen. My hands ain't never, the hands that got me, they ain't never closed. They always open and say, here I am. Come unto me, all ye that labor. Amen. There can be no tomorrow to think about. And just like Joshua, many men of God constantly ask the people of God to commit their whole life to the Lord and serve him wholeheartedly and without reservation. Joshua wanted them to, Joshua was putting it across to them that if you're going to serve the Lord, serve him wholeheartedly. Don't just serve him on Sunday. Don't just serve him because we came out of a war. Serve him forever. Amen. Serve him forever. You know, we've been serving. I'll put it like this. I'll speak for myself. I served the devil for a long time. And I'm going to tell you, I was good at it. I was good at it. And some of y'all was good at it too. That's why we stayed in it so long. Amen. But like Paul said, I'm a chief of, he was the chief of all sinners. I was a captain. I was a captain. I know we got some lieutenants in here. I know ain't none of us privates because we're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So some of us been sergeants. Amen. Some of us even been lieutenant colonels. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, we serve the devil good. But when it comes to the Lord, we want to be quiet. Let me tell you something, I ain't going to be quiet. I'm going to tell it everywhere I go. When people want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. Because I need to let them know what God has done for me. And since he did it for me, he could do it for you. Amen. I'm just trying to be transparent. I don't know what you're going through. But I'm here to tell you God is able. And he will do it. Amen. 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 Okay. Joshua gave them three options. He gave them three options. The first one was they could follow the old gods of Mesopotamia. Number two, they could worship the God of Egypt that kept them in bondage for over 400 years. Number three, or they, if they preferred, they could adopt the gods of the Canaanites whom they had just spent 7 years defeating. And lastly, number four, the real God was still an option. Ain't that great? No matter how deep you in sin, God is still an option. Praise God. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, I want to give you three ingredients of a decision for God so that you can make the right choice. Is that all right? The first one is you must be willing to quit straddling the fence. I say that because there are far too many individuals in the church who are trying to keep one foot in the church and one foot in the world. Amen. They don't want to make a commitment that might change their status in the world, and they don't want to give up their sins in order to really be right with God. So what do? They end up sitting on the fence. I call these people my fair weather fans. You see, these are the ones that's not really a part of the world and not really part of the church. And just like I said, the man of God has many times challenges us to acknowledge that it's time to make the right decision. Either enter the world and live by their standards and collect its rewards, or make a decision to follow God wholeheartedly and without reservation. I don't know, but like I said, when I was in the world, I was good at what I was doing. I was really good. I'm gonna tell you, some of y'all may have saw me and saw how good I was, but I may have saw y'all too. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, you was good at what you was doing. Because if you wasn't, we wouldn't have been out there that long. Amen. Amen. I know I'm not the only sinner in here. Amen. I'm not the only sinner in here. And I have had near-death experience. How many of y'all had near-death experiences? Okay, if you don't know what a near-death experience, every hand should have raised up, because the Bible said that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, right? And then it says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, we were dead in our sins, but God revived us. And look at us now. So all of us had a near-death experience. For the wages of sin is death. There it is. The wages of sin is death. But here come your alive status. But the gift of God is eternal life. So if ever you hear somebody say, have you ever had a near-death experience? Tell them I have. I have. Because I was on my way to hell. But God delivered me. And I'm here standing here today to let you know that when the songwriter sings the song, plays the song, if it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? Come on, let's tell the truth. If it had not been for the Lord, where would I be? On my way to hell. Now I don't have to wonder, where would I be? You're only going to heaven or you're going to hell. I would have been on my way to hell, but thank God for his darling son, Jesus, giving me another chance and giving you another chance. Amen. 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 And my brothers and sisters, if we know anybody who is straddling the fence, we need to let them know that they have to make the right choice. Get off the fence. Get off the fence. Because if you're on that fence so long, you're going to hurt yourself. You get off the fence and come on God's side, because he's the only one that's alive and he's the author of your faith. Amen. Number two, we must be willing to go public with our faith. Don't be afraid to let, if somebody say, man, you're doing good. Why is that? Let them know it's because of your faith in God. If you're sick and God done healed you, let them know. It's your faith in God. I know because I'm a living witness of what God can do. And I need to let y'all know this. I'm a kidney recipient. I've been a kidney recipient for 8 years. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, that wasn't nobody but the Lord. Amen. I have been on dialysis for 8 years. Had over 3,000 some needles stuck in me. But I'm here today to let you know that it was God. It was God. And what he has done for me, he sure enough can do it for you. Amen. This September 13th, I have 9 years. Amen. And I'm still going strong. I'm still preaching the word of God. I'm still committed to the Lord, because I know without a shadow of a doubt, it was his grace that brought me through. Some of y'all may be sick. God done healed your body. It ain't because of you. It's because of God. Amen. And every now and then when I get beside myself, he hits me on the side and I have to kind of jerk like that. So, because he's reminding me, I'm the one that brought you out. I'm the one that brought you out. You didn't bring yourself out. And every now and then when you feel where God delivered you from and you feel a sharp pain, don't think it's just a worldly pain. That's God reminding you you're getting too big headed. So I'm going to have to give you a reality check. And let me tell you, I know he'd be up there laughing at me, saying, here he go again. Amen. Here he go again. In other words, don't say that you believe in Christ if you're not willing to identify yourself with Christ as one of his disciples. Whether you're at home, on your job, in the bank, at the grocery store, even in society, identify yourself. If you don't identify yourself, people can act any way around you. But when you identify yourself, they'll know, hey, I can't act like that. Amen. And the Bible says, if you deny me, Jesus said, you deny me in front of people, I'll deny you in front of the Father. And I'm going to tell you, we don't need him to deny us, because God, his Father, going to take his word. We can't get up there and say, oh, no, Jesus. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. God's going to take Jesus' word, because Jesus was without sin. Amen. 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 It says that we must be willing to go public with our faith. And lastly, we must be willing to follow through with all that we have. In other words, Joshua is telling us to stop. To stop mixing our allegiance to God with other gods. Amen. You see, when you make allegiance to your money, God is a jealous God. When you make allegiance to your car, because you got a brand new car, you make allegiance to that car, God does not like that, because he's the one that gave you that car. And like Joel said, God gives it and he can sure enough take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. You see, the Israelites had picked up, a religious practice and had mingled with other gods that are laid out in the word of God. You know, it's like the Israelites, like the clock. They start good. Then when it hits 3 to 6, they start acting bad. Then from 6 to 9, they good, because they ask for forgiveness. And then from 9 to 12, they start acting bad. Ain't that how we are? Come on, y'all. We good for 3 hours or maybe 4 hours, and then we bad. Somebody going to say something that's going to make us mad. Amen. Then we say, Lord, forgive us. Then from that 3 to that 6, we back on God's good side. But then, here we go again. It's like clockwork. It's like we're going in circles. But God says we have to make a choice. If we're going to follow God, we have to ask God to help us to be humble. We have to ask God to show us the enemy before it gets right up on us, so we'll know how to act. Because I'm going to tell you, we can tell the enemy. We should be able, with our spiritual eye, recognize the enemy before he come to us, before they come to us. And we should be able to say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you a liar, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to let these people distract me. I see them. And I'm telling you to get away from me, because you have no room here. Amen. He has no room here. Amen. Amen. And you know, having a relationship, I'm talking about a true living relationship with the real God, is one of the most awesome things you can ever do in your life. Because whenever you need something, we know God can give it to us, because he holds the cattle on 1,000 hills. We know God will give it to us, because we know that he's in charge of everything. And sometimes I'm going to tell you, God, there's 3 things God say when we ask for something. He'll give it to us, he'll say no, and he'll say wait. And I'm gonna tell you, he done told me no many a times, but he also told me to wait because he wanted to see how strong was my faith. Am I gonna keep praying? Am I gonna keep trusting? Am I gonna keep reading his word? Am I gonna keep praying? You see, it's some of the stuff we want, we may not never get because he done already gave us something better than what we wanted. Amen, 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 amen. It's truly great to have a powerful God in our lives. Amen. And now, some of you may be tuning in, some of you may be here, may ask, who is this God? This God that you're talking about, who is he? Well, I'm glad you asked, because he's the God that caused the seas to open. He's the God that threw his hands up in the air and there were stars all in the sky. He's the God that painted the picture of this earth. He's the God that caused the blind to see. Excuse me. He's the God that caused the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. He's the God that'll give you whatever he feels you need. He's the God that'll bring you off that straddling fence and bring you to him. He's the God that'll deliver you. He's the God that casts miracles on your life. He's the God that put a roof over your head. He's the God that put clothes on your back, food on your table. He's the God that put shoes on your feet, money in your pocket, a job to go to, a car to drive, a spouse to love, children to love. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He's a God that won't fail. He's a God that won't lie. Amen. He's a God that sent his son Jesus to die on an old rugged cross. He's the God whose son was pierced in the side. Blood comes streaming down. Water comes streaming down after that. That lets me know that Jesus will wash all our sins away. Ain't y'all glad about it? Ain't y'all glad about it? That he washes your sins away? And what he does, he'll ball up all everything you did. And once he forget, he'll throw it in the sea of forgiveness and never to bring it up no more. And you know how your friends bring up stuff you did a long time ago? Jesus won't bring it up on you no more. Ain't you glad about it? I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that Jesus took all my sins and he threw them in the sea of forgiveness, never to bring it up again. Amen. But that didn't stop there. Amen. They put him in a ball. They put him in a tomb, not a ball tomb. They put him in a tomb where he stayed there all night Friday. He stayed there all day and night Saturday. But early Sunday morning, he stepped out of that grave with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. My brothers and sisters, we have to identify ourselves that we belong to the Savior. We can't be straddling the fence and be a fair weather fan. Amen. We have to let the world know that God is alive and he's well and he's still handling our business. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Satan had me bound, but Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that I serve a true and a living God. I don't know about you, but sometimes when I can't say nothing, I just wave my hands. I just pat my feet. I just shake my head to let him know that, Lord, here I am standing here praising you for what you've done for me. I'm standing here loving you for what you've done for me. Oh, I must be preaching to myself. Amen. But the God we serve is a true and a living God. We don't have to worry about the enemy coming in no more. So the call is for you this morning. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. Somebody say, choose you this day. Whom you gonna serve? Are you gonna serve the God that the Israelites served in Egypt? Are you going to serve the God that you worship your car with? Are you going to serve the God that put money in your pocket? Are you going to serve the true and living God that provides for you, that knows what you need? The choice is yours. And the choice that you make will continue from generations to generations, from you to your wife to your kids, all the way through. If you serve the true and living God, your child gonna know, my mom and dad served the true and living God. I wanna serve the God that they serve. Amen. Because I'm here to tell you, whatever you decide, your child is gonna look at you. If you're gonna serve the world, let me, once again, if you're gonna serve the world, serve him wholeheartedly. Serve him. Be good at it, like I was. But if you're gonna serve God, serve him. Have a relationship with him. Enjoy him. Talk to him. You know, how do you talk to him? When you read your word, that's God talking to you. But when you're praying, that's you talking to God. And you stay there. And when you stay there, don't get up and just walk away. Stay there for a while so he can talk to you. He can tell you, you know what? I know what type of day you're going to have. Don't worry about it. I got your back. I got your side. I got the front of you. You just show up and watch me show out. Ain't that, that's God right there, ain't it? Ain't it? I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I know him as a friend. I know him as my father who cares. I know him, and I can just say, Jesus, I'm depending on you to see me through. Amen. I don't know how y'all feel about it, but we serve a good God. We serve a good God. So Joshua wants us. He wants us. He wants us to make the right decision. Choose you this day. This day. Not tomorrow. This day. Whom you gonna serve? And if you're gonna serve the Lord, serve him with honesty. Serve him with truth. And let him know, Lord, sometimes I get weak. I need some strength. And he'll give you strength. Lord, sometimes I want to give up. I remember one of the preachers, he passed away. He said he had heart problems. And he said he was in the operating room and they went to give up on him. And he got up, he leaned up. And he said, you may give up on me, but I got a God that won't. I got a God that won't. And I remember a saying in the Bible where it says that, come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest. I'll give you rest from all your troubles. I'll give you exactly what you need. Just bring it to me. You see, these are all the benefits that you get when you choose Jesus Christ to be on your side. Amen. Don't wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. Choose today. Some of us may have been straddling the fence. When I say some of us, I'm saying it as a team, because we are Christian family. Some of us may be straddling the fence today because they feel God has let them down. God ain't gonna let nobody down. God just wants you to keep serving him, keep praising him. The more you serve him, the more you praise him, the more your faith gets stronger and stronger. Don't give up on God, and he won't give up on you. And the people of God said amen. Amen.
Depending on you, Jesus. We're depending on you, Jesus. We're depending on you, depending on you to to see us through.
Amen. There may be somebody out here in the congregation, somebody that's tuning in today, and you want to make the right decision. Now is the time. The invitation is extended to you. Shall we stand? The invitation is extended to you, those that are able to stand. If you feel that you're ready to make the right decision, come down and give your hand to the deacons and your heart to Christ. And watch what God do. He ain't gave up on you. He still loves you. And he see what type of predicament you in. But he wants you to make a choice. Won't you make that choice today? For those that are Zooming, who have Zoomed in or wherever you're looking at New Beginning Christian Fellowship Church on, we ask that if you are ready to commit your life to Christ, I ask that you repeat this prayer after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come right now, asking that you be my, come into my life and be my personal Savior right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I've been straddling the fence, don't know which way I want to go, but right now I want to make a choice. I want to make a choice to choose you, because there is no other help I know. Please forgive me for my sins. I'm confessing the Lord Jesus, and I believe that you raised your son from the grave. So I thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And if you have said this prayer, repeat this prayer. There is a phone number on the screen. And send New Beginning Christian Fellowship a notice to let them know that you have chosen Jesus Christ this day, so they can pray for you and they can keep an eye on you, because you're part of the family, and a family that sticks together stay together. Amen. Amen.